You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 67. And today I want to share a little trick with you on how you can use your clients' testimonials to gain more business. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson, your host here, and I want to welcome you to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. I am super excited. I just got an email from someone who went through my Rapid Cash Strategies. It's a free download I have at rapidcashstrategies.com. And she was thanking me, saying that she was using some of these techniques and it was working to bring in cash. So thank you, Maria, for the email and the shout out. I love hearing from the people who are using these tools and resources. So if you'd like to get your hands on this great resource, head on over now to rapidcashstrategies.com. It's a very simple 2-page download that gives you some great ideas on how to get a quick infusion of revenue into your business. So you can get it free right now at rapidcashstrategies.com. Now let's get into the episode. You know, early on in my business, I learned some very powerful insights from online marketers and people who were making millions with different types of marketing techniques. And one of them really stood out. And it's what happens when a potential client has social proof. Has proof from someone else that what you do can help them. And it usually puts their mind at ease, it gives them more confidence, and it actually helps them see that someone else is getting value from something they're considering buying. The power of testimonial marketing is real, but I'm finding that a lot of coaches, entrepreneurs, people who have an online presence in some way, shape, or form, they're really underutilizing this valuable tool. And so let's talk a little bit about how we can tap into it, because there is absolutely a win-win-win to using testimonial marketing. And the win for you, there's a win for the person giving it, and there's obviously a win for the person reading it, because it helps them make a decision that feels right for them. So whether you want to think of this as social proof, you want to think of this as getting a third-party endorsement, testimonials are when somebody else, somebody who's used your program or has bought your product, gives a written endorsement of why it worked for them. Now, I say written, sometimes you can get it in video, which is also powerful. Women Speakers Association really uses these testimonial marketing videos really, really well, because they're constantly getting these great video testimonials from their premier members. And they do some awesome stuff with it, which I'll share with you in a minute. But whether you're getting them in video, you're getting them written, there's something powerful about capturing it instead of just hearing it and using that testimonial in ways that you market your business. So what we're going to talk about is some different ways that you can use testimonials and how to craft a really good testimonial, because sometimes the testimonial is a little bit like, wah, wah, wah. It's really boring and it's drab and it's not going to do anything for you. And that's because your clients are typically not great marketers. They don't know how to craft the perfect testimonial, but I'm going to tell you how so you can help them shape it. So let's talk about that first, what a good testimonial is and what it's not. And so what it is a written or video, as I said before, explanation of what worked for them. So usually it's shorter, although some of them that I've received over the years have been quite long, but shorter can be very helpful because it's easy for the person who's reviewing it to read it quickly. And the perfect crafting of a testimonial that has a lot of power and will actually build or bring you business is it starts with what life or business was like. And then it gives what they did or what they, how the product worked for them and what the actual result was. So weak testimonials are missing one of those three components. They either don't give enough information about what happened when they started using the program or the product, or they don't give results. And if you're missing one of those two pieces of the testimonial, it's not that it won't work. It's not that it won't have value. It's just not a powerful testimonial that will probably give enough clarity to the buyer. So being able to craft those specific what was the problem and then what was the result is really helpful. I'll give you an example in a minute. Another thing that helps a lot when crafting it is specificity. The more you can get the client who's giving you this beautiful gift to be specific, the better it will work in the end. There's a lot of marketers out there that are sharing how important specificity is right now in your emails, in your social media, in your marketing pieces. Specific is better. And that's true. It does what we call convert better. But when it comes to testimonials, specific actually makes it more relatable and it makes it more, somebody can read it and actually see that a real result happened. Another really important ingredient in the perfect testimonial is making sure that you have the person's name, their picture, and the location. And here's why. Again, going back to specificity, a lot of people who get testimonials or feel uncomfortable maybe showcasing those testimonials, they'll do something like Sandra B. But Sandra B could be anybody. So a name and a picture and a location makes it real to the person reviewing it. And then even better, and this does take a little bit more doing, but even better is turning that testimonial into an actual case study that you can review with somebody. That case study is basically here's where we started, here's what happened, and here's what the end outcome was. And what that does is it allows somebody to go through the story of what happened and associate in with it. Now, you're not going to use case studies in all the same ways you would a testimonial, but being able to turn a testimonial and really have enough detail to make it a case study, there's some great uses for that. So here's a great example of a testimonial that actually was very compelling and gave a lot of people great peace of mind and excitement to join my Money Mindset program. It was from a woman named Allison Babb Phillips. It was a very long one. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but basically the testimonial read like this. When I started with Melanie, I felt very blocked around how to grow my business to the next level. And even though I know how to market and I know how to sell and I know what to do to grow my business, I could not get this block out of my way. And after I started the Money DNA program, I realized very quickly in step two, when I did the recoding process, see, there was specificity there, where my block was and exactly what to do to fix it. And within a very few weeks of finishing Melanie's program, I was able to not just have a plan of how to increase my income by $200,000 a year, but I actually was putting it into action because I knew where I'd been blocked and I knew that it was time for me to hire the team I needed. And with Melanie's help in this program, I released those blocks and felt confident hiring for the very first time. Do you see what just happened? Specificity. There was here's where I was at. I was blocked. Everybody can relate to that. Here's what the process was, and here's what the outcome was. Okay. So that was a really, really powerful testimonial. And then I'll share with you in a minute how I used it and how it gave confidence to people who are ready to buy. Let me give you a different example. It was much simpler, but it was very specific. So I had a client who was in my mastermind. And the testimonial he gave was, he said, every year that I invest $15,000, because at the time it was $15,000, every year that I invest $15,000 with Melanie for her mastermind program, it's a no-brainer because I know it's going to bring me at least $100,000 in new business. Boom, mic drop, right? It's like, that is a valuable testimonial. And that was from a man named James Jackman, who had a brick and mortar service-based business, and it was absolutely true. Every time he invested, we, upped his game, upped his game, upped his game. And so those are two different types of testimonials that A, you might consider giving to someone, but B, you want to help your clients craft so that there's something so tangible and so real in it that people are reading that and going, I want that too. Now, one of the things that I hear from my clients when I'm helping them really develop testimonials to use in their marketing is, I can't get my clients to give me a testimonial. And trust me, it's not because it wasn't amazing. It's not because they didn't get great results. It's oftentimes because people are busy. They don't want to be bothered. It's like the whole what's in it for them. So here's where things can get really helpful. First of all, capture the testimonial when it's given. So if somebody is giving you a verbal, oh my gosh, this happened from using your product, or when I went through the program, this happened, capture it right then and there and write it down and email it back to them and say, I was so thrilled to hear from you that this happened. Would it be okay if I featured you? So what you're doing is you're capturing it while it's fresh. You're capturing it while your client is in the energy of this beautiful experience and this sharing. And it's easier to basically make the testimonial come to life at that point. Now, another thing you can do is have like a testimonial contest. And you can invite people to share one of the wins. And you can let them know you're going to put them into a raffle. You can give them a special gift that they only get when they complete that testimonial. You can create online forms to capture them. You can do all kinds of things to incentivize people to give you that testimonial. And so what I'm basically inviting you to consider is your clients are busy. The customers that you attract, especially if they've gone on to other things, it's not fresh in their mind anymore. So you got to really up the ante and give them a little bit of incentive to do this for you. Now, you may actually want to reflect back to them something they shared along the way and said, I remember you saying this. Would it be okay if we featured you in a testimonial? Just sign off and let us know we have your approval. That helps too. But here's one other thing that I think is overlooked and it can really make a big difference. And that is, especially if your clients are their clients, let them know as you feature them that there's potential for them to actually get great business. I've had some amazing things happen with people who've given me testimonials over the years. It's actually like they're silent sales force. And what can often happen is people who land on your website see a testimonial and they see this person is from a business that they need. And they'll oftentimes go down the rabbit hole, go look them up online, and then reach out to them and say, hey, I saw your testimonial on this page, and I need what you do. Can we talk? I can't tell you how many of my clients got business over the years simply by being featured on my website. I had a virtual assistant early on in my career as a coach who got about 3 to 5 new clients a year just simply from the testimonial on my website. That's a great win for your clients. Now, of course, it won't happen for all of them. Sometimes it's not appropriate. And, there will be no relationship to the clients that come to your site and what they do for a living. And so that won't necessarily be in their benefit. I'm always of the mindset that a testimonial basically means you've been showcased as a rock star and you're being put on the limelight. So when your picture and this great testimonial is shown up, you've actually elevated your influence. You've elevated your authority in whatever you do. So if nothing else, it's a great opportunity for them to be seen in the power of what they do. So that's a great way to help your clients understand the benefit to them in giving a testimonial. So now that we've got a great testimonial crafted, what do we do with it? There's lots of things you can do with it. By the way, if I don't cover one of them and you've got a great idea, I want to invite you to come on into our Amplify Your Success community and share it. Love to hear what you're going to do with testimonials. But here's at least 5 that I use on a regular basis. And one, super obvious, is your sales page. Now, a sales page is different than a website because it's actually showcasing a specific product or offering. For instance, if you go to my awakenleadershiplab.com, you'll see how my team has really beautifully showcased many of the testimonials from people in my mastermind programs. So that is one way to do it, is put it on a sales page or an enrollment page and showcase them. You want to make them pretty. You want to make them stand out. You want to make sure you've got a picture. And if it's a longer testimonial, pull out a headline that's very benefit driven and then give a little snippet of what the essence of that testimonial was. So sales pages are really important because someone's going through that looking at, is this the right thing for me? And so when they see an endorsement like that and they see somebody that maybe they know or maybe they can relate to, then that brings up the confidence and the courage to move forward with it. A second way to do testimonials are in emails. Now with emails, there's a couple of different ways you can do it. Okay, so email marketing, you might put it in a PS. So you've explained this offer, and maybe in the PS, you share a little story about a client that got a benefit. So I oftentimes do emails to talk about a strategy session and or my Profit Explosion Toolkit. And what happens is at the end or somewhere in the email, I might explain a testimonial I received from one of my ongoing clients. Her name is Diane. And Diane had a huge aha when we went through the Profit Explosion Toolkit and she got to the part where she did the hidden gold. And the testimonial set goes something like this. She said, going through Melanie's Profit Explosion Toolkit process and learning where my hidden gold was, I uncovered $400,000 that I was neglecting because I had my focus on other areas of the business. And simply shifting my focus to be back on my primary high payoff focus has brought us another $400,000 in business this year. Again, specificity. And that's an example of, so I would write a little case study about how the Profit Explosion Toolkit step on hidden gold helps people uncover where hidden money is in the business that they already have. Now, another thing you could take a little bit deeper, as I mentioned earlier, case studies, you can actually write a little case study and send that out in an email. So it's like, struggling for consistent cash flow, let me tell you what my client Diane did, right? And so I might write something about Diane or Park Howell, who gave a beautiful testimonial about using that product. So there's a whole way to take their experience and talk about step-by-step what they did so someone, again, can feel that connection to the story. So those are two ways to use email marketing and testimonials or case studies if you want to expand that a little bit more. Now, another place that you can use them is in your webinars or in your presentations on the slides. And this is very, very powerful. This is a visual, usually, that someone can connect with, where, again, there would be a picture, there would be a little snippet of the testimonial, you would probably share it as a case study or as a short testimonial. Here's what so-and-so experienced going through the program. And again, when you're getting to the offer part of your presentation or webinar, this is a great chance to have, again, that social proof. This has worked for somebody else and how it might work for you too. Okay. Now, another one is on your website. I talked about sales pages earlier, but I mean, let's just think about your basic website. I have on my website, melaniebenson.com, we have some rotating really nice little messages, love stories, we call them client love stories, that came in over the years of people that had extraordinary results and wanted to share what worked for them. So on the website, you might do them rotating too, or have a video, or have a couple of case studies. But think about how could you set up your website so that you're featuring some clients who shared their love stories about you. One of the other things we've done, and I don't think actually we have this up now, we had it on my previous site, is we actually had a client love story page. And it was in the navigation bar, so somebody could literally go through and read different clients' experiences of working with me. And I've seen this a lot on websites, client success stories, client love stories, client testimonials, what our clients say about us. So there's lots of ways to showcase it. But it's a great way to get that third-party endorsement on your website, which is where many people will be coming. Now, the last technique that I'll talk about here is creating social proof in your social media. And I mentioned Women Speakers Association earlier. They do a great job of capturing their premier members, who are paid members, who have had a great success using one of the resources they get in their membership. And so they capture it on a video and then rotate that through YouTube and on Facebook and in other social media platforms. We have it on Instagram and Twitter. I'm on the board there, so I'm tapped into what we're doing. And so, again, in the video, it's really easy to connect in with what that person's saying. Now, I also think it's really powerful to create those same success stories in more of an image format. And what you can do is, again, take the picture, maybe capture a snapshot, a headline of what they say, and then share it in a story. And if you're going to do it in social media, one thing you might consider doing it is celebrating a client win. Hey, we want to give a shout out to Janet Josephine, who had this huge success using our XYZ program. And so Janet started here, she did this with the program or used this product and then got this result. Let's all give Janet a huge high five. Now, ultimately, it's a social proof, it's a testimonial, but you're also really giving some massive visibility to this client. And it's a great win-win again. And it doesn't read like, okay, you guys are trying to sell me on something with this testimonial. It's a really nice way to showcase how people use your products in a really celebratory way. So there's lots of things you can do on social media. Those are a couple of the ideas I have. Again, I'd love to hear any of the ones that you have that you're doing that we could all win or grow from if you want to join us in the Amplify Your Success community. Now, remember that ultimately, the testimonial marketing is meant to be a win-win-win. It's got to be a win for the client giving it to you. You want to make them feel like amazing for giving it to you and that that's going to showcase them in a great light. You want it to be a win for you, like you want it to showcase your product well. That's why you want to craft it so that it's effective. And ultimately, you want it's a win for the potential client because they're going to be hearing somebody already winning, already getting a success using what you have to offer. So it should minimize their resistance, minimize their fear about investing in something new. So let's talk about some of the things not to do. Okay, there's three things I want to make sure you never do when you're doing testimonial marketing. And one of them is do not make up testimonials. Okay, if you don't have any testimonials yet, ask a client for a testimonial. Or if you don't have clients yet and this is a new offering, don't despair. Give a couple of people a sample experience and basically gift it to them and or do it at a nominal rate and say part of their payment is the testimonial. Okay, get your testimonials authentically. Another strategy, if you've got a new product or program, is ask people to give an endorsement of you versus the program. So it might look like, you know, Melanie's a powerful mentor and guide. Every time I'm stuck, I turn to her and she gets me unstuck immediately, right? So it's not endorsing the product, it's endorsing me, which can help fill in that gap until you get some authentic testimonials about your program. You just want to be really upfront that this is a testimonial about me, not the program. Second, make sure you have permission from the client. Don't showcase something you don't have permission to share, especially if you're doing transformation or coaching. There's laws or in therapy that, you know, you can't always showcase a client unless they've given you a written endorsement, and save that email that you've asked for permission. And then third, don't fall into the trap of what we might call ineffective testimonial marketing, where it's a soft testimonial with a first name only. And a soft testimonial would be like, Jennifer's great. I loved this program. You know, everything she does is awesome. Yay. I love that you think that way, but it needs to be a little more specific. If you've got nothing else, that's okay. But see if you can actually guide that client to go a little bit deeper and give you something specific to work with. It just isn't as compelling, and it's not as juicy, and I don't think it's as effective. Again, work with what you've got, but let's try to get those, you know, dialed in a little bit more. But make sure you've got a picture and the full name because it adds a lot more credibility. So I'll just wrap this up with saying that I think testimonials are one of the most powerful forms of marketing credibility. And, you know, I've been so grateful anytime somebody shares an experience and talks about the win that they've had and how our programs have helped them achieve more money, achieve more peace of mind, you know, get more confidence, you know, hire the team they wanted, eliminate their long work hours, right? Whatever it was, it's been just so exciting to capture those over the last 17 years and share them with people to give them that confidence. But I gotta tell you, I've also had my own huge wins of sharing my testimonials with others. And I highly recommend that you make sure you're giving testimonials too. If you've had experience from someone, or even you're listening to a podcast that's really transformed you, share a testimonial. Give that person that testimonial. Let them feature you. I actually gave a testimonial to someone several years ago. It was probably 10 or 12 years ago. And for many, many years, I was getting leads coming in to my business from that testimonial, one of which turned into an instant sale of $24,000. The gentleman had seen my testimonial. He's like, man, I love what you had to say. Can we talk? We scheduled a call. He turned into a client the same day. He'd never heard of me before, never talked to me before. But the power of a testimonial can give valuable social proof. So remember, it's also really valuable to get your testimonials on other people's sites. So I'd love to hear, how are you going to use testimonials? Is there something we talked about today that's going to help propel you forward? Share it in the Amplify Your Success community. I can't wait to hear how you'll use this tool in your marketing going forward. All right, we'll be back again next week with another exciting episode of Amplify Your Success. I am Melanie Benson, and I can't wait to hear how you take today's episode and spark some new possibilities. Bye for now. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.